gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Kind of starting the show early today, aren't we?
Are we?
I think so. A little early.
Why?
I don't know. I just looked at the clock and noticed it's a little early. Welcome, everyone, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland on a Friday. It's good to have you along.
What time is it?
Well, it's 3:13. It's usually like 15 after.
Yeah.
Sorry, is that a drink?
That is early.
Forgive me.
Wow.
I'm just looking at the clock thinking, crap, that's two extra minutes I have to fill now. So I'm just a little panicked.
Oh, don't panic.
All right. As long as you guys are here with me.
We're here. We're here to help you, Bill.
I'll be okay. Oh, man, good to have you folks here today. So much to get off my chest.
Really?
Nothing bad, really. Just some things to share.
What is it?
I got that extra 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I'll be able to get it all in today. But I can wait. I will begin the show by asking, does anybody have anything they'd like to say?
I don't have anything of major, any major issues, but just this weird thing flashed through my mind when I was going down the road the other day, and they had, you know, the advertisement for Angus hamburgers.
Mm.
So have we always had Angus hamburgers?
I don't think so.
Did they just start growing Angus cows?
I think that came along.
Raising.
I think they started talking about Angus beef and stuff, what, about 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, just the last few years they started pushing that.
So there weren't any Angus cattle or whatever?
I'm sure there were, but...
And what is the definition of Angus cattle as opposed to regular?
I think it's the way they're fed.
The AC/DC cattle?
Yeah, I think it's the way they're fed and everything like that.
I don't know if Bill gets that reference.
Yeah.
I don't get the
AC/DC?
Reference. No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
AC/DC?
Angus Young?
I wouldn't have got that. Yeah. Sorry.
Just curious, that's all.
All right. Well, that was good. Good contribution off the...
Well, I mean, there's people use different terms. Remember when we were kids and... Well, not you.
No, I don't remember when you were kids.
And people would go to the gas station and say, fill it up with ethyl.
Yeah, you know,
we don't have ethyl anymore. I guess that's premium. And we have Angus that we never had before. We had, like, regular hamburger.
It's like anything else that gets it's like Kobe beef. Kobe beef is supposed to be top of the line. You don't know what Kobe beef is?
I don't either.
Kobe beef comes from over in Japan. There's a city called Kobe.
Oh, I've heard that. Okay, okay.
Now and it's supposed to be, I don't know how they, I don't know if they feed the cows certain things to make them so well, you know, people, it's a really high quality meat, but it's the same thing as Kobe, I think. And now you always hear that where that's the top of the line meat is Kobe beef.
Hmm.
I didn't know that.
She just mentioned something about going to the gas station, and I just had a flashback. But when we were kids, I remember my dad would go to the, I guess it was the mobile station or whatever it was by our house, and they would give you a glass. After you get a fill-up, they would give you a glass.
Uh-huh. You sure, yeah. You'd try to collect the whole set of
they weren't anything special. They were just regular glasses.
Right.
It was a big deal.
Banks.
Banks used to give you...
Toasters
and famous bar used to give you green stamps.
It's like McDonald's. I mean, when we were kids, we had all the kinds of different McDonald's collections, whether it be the
toys,
the Muppet Cup glasses or whatever toys they had. And yeah, I mean, that's huge still nowadays. They have like swap meets for them. People try to still...
Yeah.
Get a full collection of whatever that...
And I think you used to get a glass or something pretty substantial in a box of laundry detergent, too.
There you go.
There you go. We have somebody on the phone that can explain.
Probably an Angus expert.
This is the guy, the man right here?
Yeah, that's the
real
man.
One. Wow.
The guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon to the one and only Farmer Dave.
I buy you guys books. I send you to school. And what do you do with the money? You must put it in the vending machine and buy soda. I don't understand.
Yeah, we're not very intelligent here, Dave.
No.
Angus cattle. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's a breed.
Okay.
It's like Herefords are the brown and white ones. Angus are the all-black cattle.
Hmm.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So over the last several years, it really doesn't have a whole lot to do with what they're fed. It's over the last several years, the Angus breed put on this big promotion, and now if you have all black cattle, you can get them certified as certified Angus.
Yeah.
And that's what they use when they advertise Angus beef.
So I mean, does it taste different than the other cattle?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Every fast food restaurant we have Angus burgers.
And I thought they even charged more sometimes.
Oh, sure they do. It's supposed to be like a premium.
Well, it's a selling thing. It's in marbling, and quite naturally, the Angus Breeders Association are the ones who came up with it.
What geniuses.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of how it came to be. It's just a promotional thing for the black cattle.
You never see certified Hereford beef.
Yeah, only because the Angus guys came up with it first. That was the only reason.
Really?
Wow. Well, yeah, you've just like blown the lid off this thing.
I know, you have.
Wow.
Do you know anything about the Kobe beef over in...
You're talking to the farm guy.
Share it with us. We need to learn.
I don't know a thing about it.
I knew that was coming.
So the Kobe beef, they actually massage those cattle.
Oh. I knew they were treated very well.
Yeah. They're like royalty. They are very well. and they massage them, and they feed them all this little fancy little foo-foo cow feed. And they send them to band camp and all that stuff.
Because you hear the Kobe beef burgers, they're like $20 a piece or something.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They're really expensive.
Yeah. Holy man. Yeah.
But it's like those, I guess the Kobe cows are like the show cows at the different fairs around states. Because Angela and I go to those fairs, and you see those show cattle, and they're brushing them. They have four or five fans pointed on the cows while they're waiting there. I mean, they couldn't be treated more nicely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But those cattle, they don't go into that would not be considered Kobe beef. They're not handled near the way Kobe cattle are handled.
And that makes the meat better.
They're hand massaged and, you know, the whole deal. And I don't know that there's not more hype to it than there is actual.
Yeah, because I don't see how that would affect the meat. By massaging the cow.
Well, it's tender. Could be more tender.
Yeah, you're already.
Who doesn't like their meat massage? Am I right, Farmer Dave?
Yeah. Usually that makes it tougher.
You were breaking up there for just a minute. We don't talk like that on my show.
Hey, Farmer Dave, someone called in and said he wanted you to explain silage. He said you mention it all the time, and no one really knows what silage
is. This is the learning show, Dave. Yeah. We try to.
Farming 101.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I've tried to educate Wyland, and I've decided that's a waste of time.
I told you that.
Yeah. The silage, okay, so real quick, so you got standing corn. You got a field full of corn.
Yes.
All right. They go in there with a chopper. They chop it, which basically shreds it, blows it into a wagon. They put it into a silo, hence the word silage.
There we go.
Yep. And then they feed that. It ferments, depending on the type of silo. But y'all have seen those big blue ones, you know, the big hardware stores.
Sure.
Well, those things are glass-lined, and they put that in there, and then they're airtight. And then it kind of ferments that silage because it's high moisture when it goes in, and it makes great cattle feed.
There you go.
Alrighty then.
You know.
All right.
Is there anything else you boys would like to know before I go back to my afternoon nap?
No, I think we're good for now, but thanks.
Thanks, Farmer Dave.
All right.
Anytime.
Right. Okie dokie.
See you later.
Okay. All right.
Wait a minute, Dave. Are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. We have somebody on the line that wants to talk to
you. Oh, boy.
Tim, are you there?
Hey, Dave, you see how you're wasting your time? You think I'm bad.
We understood everything he said.
Oh, yeah, right.
We're here taking notes and everything.
Yeah. Massaging meat and all this stuff.
And the corn in the silo. Sure. Yeah.
We don't talk about massaging meat on our show, do we, Wiley?
Hey, we've got a class operation, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. With McGraw and Dave. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we don't even let McGraw play on our show anymore. We've cut him out, too.
Well, these guys don't even listen. They don't hear the insults I have to put up with every morning.
No, I'm just about going to bed when you guys are starting.
That's about true.
I just want everybody to know that it's always the listener, not me, that calls in and goes, Wyland's an idiot. Never me saying
that. Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah, Oh, why did I even get on here?
I know, and you were picking on us, Tim, and do we ever do that? No.
That's what Schumacher's always doing that to me.
We speak highly of you, and you called and bad-rapped
me. Well, you know what? I'm not bad-rapping you, but thank God we've got listeners out there, because you ought to read the good emails that say, Dave, lay off Tim. Dave, get off Tim's back.
Sign Tim Weiland.
Yeah,
right. Or Karen Weiland.
I'll sign Mrs. Weiland.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Beth has a phone call for a question for you.
Oh my God! That means I got to figure out how to do the phone.
Just do the bottom.
On the bottom.
Hit the bottom one. Hit the bottom.
Three, right here.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Hey, Beth, how you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you?
All right. Say hi to the the whole party.
Welcome
here.
To the Farm Roundtable.
Yeah.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, guys. I've got a question for Farmer Dave. Yeah.
Okay.
I watch a lot of these fancy cooking shows, and they're talking now. Not just Kobe beef, they keep talking about this Wagyu beef.
Uh-huh.
Wagyu?
What is that? It's like W-A-G-Y-U, and they said it's the most expensive beef in the world now.
Well, that's another, it's just another hyped up
region Kobe, in Japan.
Kobe beef type thing. I mean, they've come up with, I mean, I can raise cattle and charge a ton of money for them and say they're the most expensive cattle in the world, but
why aren't you?
Why ain't I? What am I thinking? But anyway, so yeah, I would. Anyway, stop it. So that's another. It's just another. It's another breed type thing, or the way they're handled in relationship to the regular cattle in the bulk feedlots.
So save your money, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean there may be a little bit more texture in there. There might be a little bit more marbling in there, which will make it a little more tender. You know, when you go to the store and you buy beef, when you're looking at those steaks, you want that one that's got the little bit of that, some people would say, oh, I don't want that fat. But that's basically what gives the taste to your beef.
Oh,
That white marbling.
Bring on
so
the fat.
So if there's a little trim of fat around the edge of it, that's a good one. So there you go.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Beth. All right. Thanks for calling Beef Talk. There you go.
Well, I'm about exhausted, all this knowledge I'm giving out.
All right. Well, it was good chatting with you, and you're on, you'll be on tomorrow, right? Tomorrow? Early?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're on tomorrow, 5 to 7.
Five to seven, everybody. Set your alarm.
When's the next big party out there?
We may put on a fall one yet.
Okey-dokey.
I'm thinking about it.
You have a wagon so we could do like a hayride?
Circle the wagons?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. Have your people call my people. We'll put it together.
Yes, sir. Right.
Get back to that nap.
I'm on it.
All right. See you, Dave.
See you, guys.
All right. He is a very entertaining guy.
Farmer Dave.
So nice.
Yeah. I don't know how nice he is, but he's very entertaining. He's a good guy, Farmer Dave. All right. Well, there you go. Anybody else have anything they'd like to say?
Oh, no. Let's take a couple of callers.
Let's chat with a couple of folks here. Bruce, how are you?
Oozing in the wonderfulness.
All right.
Ooh, oozing in the wonderfulness. Wow.
That could be
dirty. Yeah, I heard that out in Sedona, Arizona once. I thought it was good.
All right. What's up?
Well, you were talking about O.J. Simpson and his income.
We were?
And I believe...
I think you were listening to a different...
That was the last show.
Martin
Pillar. We don't care about O.J., but go ahead.
Okay. That's why when I called in, I said, are you still interested in his income? But I think he gets income just like any other retired professional football player from his pension retirement from football.
Oh, that's right, because that was supposed to be not be able to touch by the Goldman family. Weren't able to get a hold of that.
Right. That's one of the, just for the world to know, that's one of the nice things about having money and a qualified retirement plan. You can file bankruptcy and they still can't get it.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Bruce.
All right. So have fun, enjoy the show, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Bruce.
Bye,
you too.
Bruce.
See you later. Here's Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys this afternoon?
Great.
A.M. and a P.M.
Hallelujah.
There are two things that make me just want to see red and livid. Well, actually, there's three.
Mm-hmm.
One is Angus beef, because I'm a farm girl, and all you get Angus beef, it comes from a black cow, from an Angus breed cow. It's not any better. Matter of fact, it has a stronger taste to it than, say, Hereford or some other breed.
Okay.
Two, the second one that bothers me more than anything is brown eggs. They charge you more for them. There's a difference between a brown egg and a white egg. A brown egg is laid by a brown chicken. Rhode Island, they're not any more nutritious. They're not any more nothing.
Okay, because usually they say they're fresher or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's bunkum. And the third one is the way they fix tilapia fish. It's an African fish, at least the one we have in Africa. And they try to make it an Americanized. They fix it like it's an American fish, and that bothers me. But those are my pet peeves this afternoon.
All right.
But an Angus cow, I go in and say, oh, it's Angus. I said, I don't want Angus. I want something better. I want a better breed of meat than that. But city folks don't know any better, so they have this idea that, oh, well, that's what's being touted. It must be that much better.
I'm eating a high-quality piece of meat.
Well, yeah, because they put big signs out of the restaurant.
Angus beef.
I know.
Now serving
Angus beef.
We're falling for the marketing.
And they do it for marketing and for no other purpose because there's not a bit of difference. Huh. And give me a Hereford meat any day.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Angus. I don't like Angus.
All right. Linda, you feel better now? You got all this off your chest, Linda?
I feel 1,000% better, and it's Friday, and you guys have a good week.
Thank you. You too, Linda. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here is Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Not much. I'm fine as frog hair split three ways and sanded today.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's got a different saying today.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about glasses. Shell used to give you a glass with a cardinal emblem on it if you get so many gallons of gas.
Okay.
And then they used to have a Sinclair gas station that used to give you a little green dinosaur that was made out of soap if you got so many gallons of gas.
Hey, there you go.
And them were the days.
See, now these glasses that I remember, they were nothing special. There was nothing special about them. They were just glasses that you might find,
right.
You know, just regular glasses.
Well, these were little orange juice glasses, and like I said, they had the Cardinal emblem, football Cardinal emblem on them. And, you know, you collect a set of 12 or whatever, you know. And, with the Cardinals being out of town now, gone, long gone, they could be a collector's item for somebody.
Oh, I remember the jelly jars and used to wash them. They had the little cartoons on them, like the Flintstones and stuff.
Yeah, and they had Flintstones, Bugs Bunny, and what else they have on there? They had somebody else on there. But I remember the jelly jars,
All right. Well,
y'all take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Kevin. You too. See you later. A lot of calls. Here's Andrew. Hey, Andrew, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? AM and the PM.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the reason I was calling is basically the marketing idea of the Angus beef is the same that you remember when Sturt advertised it at Redston and they were showing the commercials with a little blue dot in the center?
What was it?
The what now?
The Sturt. Do you remember?
Sturt.
Oh, Sturt. Yes.
And they would say now with Redston?
Yes.
Well, Redston's just a chemical that keeps the candy together. It's not even the blue dot. It was just like a ploy to name something fancy to get people to buy it, the same way that they do with Angus beef.
So they made it sound like Sturt's had Redston in it, and it was going to keep your breath fresher.
Yeah, it'd be like saying tap water with fluoride or something, you know?
Right.
It worked, though. They sold a ton of Sturt.
Yeah. Well, we're a bunch of idiots, aren't we? Man,
I know. We saw for every single thing they put out there.
All right. Andrew, have a good weekend. All right. And one more before we break. Here is Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'm in the PM. Hallelujah. My first time calling.
Wow, welcome.
I'm so excited.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wagyu is American Kobe beef. Kobe is to Japan, and Wagyu is to the U.S.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't sound American.
Sounds like a tail.
Wagyu, yeah.
Wagyu, what can I tell you? That's it.
All right.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Call again.
All righty.
See you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Okay. There you go. Well, the Angus beef people aren't happy with us right now.
No, nope. Yeah.
They are not happy with us.
Well, you put Farmer Dave on, and he speaks the truth
about
farming.
It's what's for dinner.
He pulled the curtain back on their little plan.
Oh, my God. All right. 3:31, Big 550 KTRS. Large morning show in the afternoon. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. It's Friday. That means Joe Hipperson will be here a little bit after 4 o'clock. Of course, we'll have Aloha Friday with Mike Evans in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll do a little trivia thing we're going to do, a little trivia contest. We haven't done it in a few weeks. We'll do that later today and so much more. Great to have you with us. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time to check in with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, as you might know by now, and if you don't, if you're coming in on westbound 5570, once you get over the Poplar Street Bridge, 4064 is closed down, so you have to get off at either 70, 44, our Memorial Drive, and that's going to be all weekend long. Now on northbound 55 after 255, you have emergency vehicles that are blocking the right lane due to an accident, and traffic is slow now from Merrimack Bottom. And then westbound 70, you're heavy already between Cave Springs and T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot has incredible back-to-school specials, plus the latest technology and the coolest supplies. Office Depot, they save you time, Depot time. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Nestle Purina Radiothon on KTRS in support of the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer was a huge success. Thanks to you.
Margie Price, executive director of that organization. Leave me in suspense no further. What? How much money did we make?
The listeners from KTRS took in, are you ready, $39,127.
The final total was $39,326 to find a cure and help treat people suffering from cancer and their families.
Thank you very, very much. And you know something? We really, really like KTRS. Everybody there works really hard.
Thank you for your generous support from all of us on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks again for everything you did. You're the best.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
How are we supposed to balance the budget when our appliances keep breaking down? Last month it was the washer. Before that, the refrigerator. What's it going to be next month?
It's hard enough these days trying to keep a balanced household budget. It's even harder when a home appliance breaks down unexpectedly. The repair bill could set you back months. But with a home protection plan from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your money because they pay your covered repairs for you. Your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more can all be covered. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-1677. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The truth is, appliances and systems around our homes do break down. So why not get them covered and let American Home Shield pay repair bills for you. For valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-400-1677. That's 1-800-400-1677. 1-800-400-1677.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from companycorporation.com. 1-800-600-6821.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. CompanyCorporation.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-600-6821. 1-800-600-6821. That's 1-800-600-6821.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 Union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-9906. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-9906. That's 1-800-220-9906. 1-800-220-9906.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Now through Labor Day, come into the Home Depot and get 10% off any appliance priced at $397 or more. That's 10% off trusted brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So you can spend your extra day baking, braising, washing, spinning, drying, or just cooling off. Labor Day means more time for doing and 10% less spending on great appliance brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I got a blue and red Adidas bag and a humongous binder. I'm trying my best not to look like a minor niner. When I'm for the football team to prove that I'm a man, I guess I shouldn't tell them that I like Duran Duran. This is me and Great Nine. This is me and Great Nine.
I saw them at a concert on HBO. They were awesome, but now since the one guy left the band, I guess... A couple of them left. They're
good story, Dan.
Screw you guys. They're really good.
They sing the theme song to my favorite TV show, Big Bang Theory.
Well, yeah, they are very good.
All right, welcome back. Large morning show in the afternoon. It's the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Farmer Bill. That's a farmer peon across from me there. And we got Tina and Dan as well. And back to the phones, 314.
We're not farmers, Tina.
No. 969. Okay. KTRS or toll free 888-550 KTRS. Here is Sally. Hello, Sally.
Yeah, hi. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Enjoy, y'all. I called about another advertising misleading. When you see there's a certain like cortisone cream and they advertise the power of 10, mm-hmm. and on their box they even make it look like you're getting like 10 milligrams of like this cortisone cream, but there's a little dot in front of the one. So you're not getting 10, you're getting the same 1 milligram.
Oh, nice.
That's tricky.
1 milligram is all the others, even the generic. So
wow, are you a nurse?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So that's very misleading. I've had people buy that one thinking they're getting a more powerful.
I usually buy the store name brand. I don't even bother mm-hmm. with
yeah. that. Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, thanks, Sally. Have a good weekend.
I'm glad to share that. You too.
See you later.
All right. Bye. Oh, we're going to find out all the good stuff.
Yeah. I almost always buy the store brand of medicine stuff.
It's mm-hmm. basically the same ingredients,
like
the same
Walgreens or whatever it may be.
They just don't spend money on advertising. That's why it's cheaper.
It's probably made in the same building. Here's Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
I was a meat cutter for about 25 years,
mm-hmm.
and I was there when Angus first started in the stores. And according to what we were taught, that Angus is, there's different grades of beef, standard, good, choice, prime at the time. Well, Angus beef was supposed to be the top 7% of the all the choice beef. So in other words, when they went into a packing house and the inspectors inspected them, they segregated them by grades. And then they also separated them the choice by grades, and only like the top 7% of choice beef is Angus.
Well, that's we heard it's just a breed of cattle, not necessarily a grade of meat.
I you know what, I'm not quite sure about that, but they don't call it Black Angus, they call it Angus.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stores, and I don't know, there's pamphlets in the stores that will explain it a lot better than I, you know, that I do.
You think it's possible that the people that are raising them are just kind of hyping it a little bit when it's not really?
Well, same people that wrote the pamphlets, probably.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be more, you know, like more marbled and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be done at the, by the inspectors at the slaughterhouses.
Hmm.
So I think it's, there's a little more to it than just saying it's all the same, because they're, all the stores have it, and the chain that I used to work for was one of the first ones, and we actually went to class, and it's been quite a few years ago. It's probably 10 since it's been in the grocery stores.
All right.
And we actually, they actually sent us down to some one of the plants and explain, you know, the difference between regular choice beef and excuse me, in Angus.
Huh. Great. So, thanks, right. Jack.
So, something to look into.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Have a good weekend.
You too.
See you later. My uncle, a man I was named after, Uncle Bill, was a butcher for many years. I don't know that I could do that job. That's
me neither.
No. That would be a...
I'd be a vegetarian.
I want to pretend I don't know where the meat comes from.
To be able to do that. Let's see. Who is next? I believe it's Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, Matt.
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just got done bringing my beef back from the locker and literally putting it in the deep freeze after we had it butchered.
Yeah.
So, but I can tell you that the Angus thing is just a pure marketing thing, because I raise beef cattle out here, and basically as long as the animal, when it goes to slaughter, is more than 50% black-hided, then it's considered Angus beef. It has. It doesn't matter what breed it even comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and so you feed the same feed to Angus cows as you do Hereford
absolutely.
Or whatever. Okay.
Yep. Absolutely. It could be a, you know, it could be, it could even be a Holstein. That's, you know, your typical dairy cow that's a steer from a Holstein. And you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it's not anywhere close to Angus. And you know, that's just. But it's all marketing.
Right. Well, they did a good job at it.
Yeah, they did. We fell for it. Matt, have a wonderful weekend.
Yep, you guys too.
All right, see you later. A lot of folks calling from the farm, it sounds like, today.
Nice.
I like
to hear.
Here is Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, good to hear you guys again. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, that last fellow was so absolutely right. That's why you can't get a decent slice of meat in Great Britain, is because it's all dairy cows. Angus is just telling you it's still beef. I mean, a dairy cow is still beef, but there's no fat in it, and that's where you get your flavor, and that's where you get your taste. They're real leathery steaks over there, and you can't eat any of their meat. It's real tough because it's all dairy cow. They don't have anywhere to run cattle.
But that, yeah. They also don't brush their teeth over there. Did you know that, Patrick?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard that. But then the next thing is the eggs. That one lady was right, a brown egg and a white egg, but I'll tell you right now, you go get a farm egg and you go get a Walmart egg, and it's night and day, because a farm egg is a lot better and a lot better tasting than a, one of those pressure-done eggs, you know, where they just have the chicken farms, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Really? Packed in those small cages.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
All right.
But anyway, thank you.
Oh,
and AM and the PM.
All right.
Well, I wonder about those Eggland's Best. You know, they charge more for those. They're supposed to be premium eggs.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're
probably more marketing.
Too. Yeah.
I've never understood with chickens, though, how they have essentially just one orifice, I guess I can say, that that does everything that they.
You mean like poop and
they
egg?
They go to the bathroom and then the egg
Ian.
Comes out of the
only
same
Ian
spot?
It does
never,
everything. One orifice that does everything.
All in one, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
The eggs come like out looking clean,
well,
though, I think.
Oh, my God. Paul, how are you? What's up?
Name and a bill.
All right.
Earlier, Kilcorn was talking about walking around in socks because he had the shoe doctor shine his shoes.
That's right. I saw him. He showed me. He showed me afterwards when he picked them back up.
Did Shed do a good job?
Yep, it looked like it. Shined to a nice polish.
You know, just want to warn your doctors in the house: be careful when you wear a dress or a skirt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They're like walking around with mirrors on your feet.
Right. Right.
See, I don't want to ask you about, I forget your uncle's name, but you called him Uncle something or another.
Oh, my uncle, Kevin, his nickname is Gravy. We call him Uncle Gravy.
I want to party with that guy if he's throwing gravy around.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a character to party with, that's for sure.
Sounds like a wild man. But all the best. Have a great weekend, and it's been my pleasure to talk with y'all.
Right. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. See you later. Man, the calls just keep coming. Here's Ed. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing pretty good. All these people about the Black Angus cows. The original Angus was a red cow when it was brought over here from overseas.
Oh.
And I was raising them for 30 years. I just got rid of them after I had my back operation. But every year I kill a Holstein steer. I go buy a Holstein steer with all these other meat calves I got out here, and we eat a Holstein steer every year, and I guarantee you I put him up against any steak they want to sell you.
You take
a red cow or a black cow and hang him up by his feet and cut his throat and pull the hide off.
Easy, Ed.
I am a vegetarian.
Like we said, Ed, earlier, we like to pretend we don't know where the meat comes from.
I know, but we don't need
to.
Well, you hang one up and skin him, and nobody can tell you what color his damn hair was before you
died. Okay. I don't think we'll
All right,
that,
Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
See you, Ed. Okay.
He's probably from PETA, and doesn't want us to ever eat meat again.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. He didn't sound like
no.
That.
I don't. He didn't.
No, I don't think so. Ed was just like a very, as a matter of fact about it.
Here's Mike. Hi, Mike.
Mike? Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
yes,
good.
Sir.
What's going on?
Hey, I tell you what. Every year I get a Guernsey from an Amish Mennonite up in North Missouri, and my processor tells me he processes so much meat that he won't even go to a barbecue, but if I invited him, he would come because the meat's the best there is.
A Guernsey?
A Guernsey.
That's just
you know,
a breed.
A
it's another cow.
It's a breed of a dairy cow, but if you feed them right for about 6 months, they just don't get any better. It's the best meat I ever bought.
Hmm.
And we bought three of them now in the last several years.
All right.
I didn't know so many people bought big sides
of
beef.
Yeah.
Big savings. The initial cost up front is a killer, but when you're looking at
a year's worth of meat, maybe.
What does that cost up front?
About this last one cost me $2.48 a pound in the freezer. That includes the hamburger, the steaks, the stew meat, and everything
else.
How
many pounds did you have?
It was a 1,500-pound steer. I split it with another guy. And we ended up with almost 400 pounds apiece.
Wow.
Oh, holy
and
God.
That'll last you how long, you think?
A year and a half, close to 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad at all.
So 240 a pound, it was about $900 or something?
Yeah, when we processed it and paid the bill and everything, it was like $1,800 for the whole steer.
Wow.
And we split that two ways, $900. You're right.
All right. Well, good for you.
But anyway, I appreciate it. Listen to you all the time. You guys have fun.
All right. Thanks, Mike. See you later.
Bye.
All right. I wasn't going to have fun today, but since Mike told us to, I'm going to have fun today.
Starting right now.
I'm going to have fun. My dad, God love him. We're talking about steaks. He gets them well done. I can't.
I do too.
What
a medium?
Why? Why? A medium well? Okay, I can let you get away with that.
I can
that.
Do a little pink.
But then they'll put the steak sauce on. Not a steak.
I eat steak like once a year.
You
though.
Can't put a steak sauce on a steak for God's sakes. Here's Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how is everyone?
Doing good, Steve.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about the chickens in one orifice.
Yes, sir.
You know, chickens do not pee. You know that, right?
Well, it's a combination of the two, right? All in one. The dropping.
Yeah, you know why they don't?
No.
Because they eat with their peckers.
Hey-o. Hey-o. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Bart is up next. Hi, Bart.
Hey, how you doing? Is this meat talk or
yes.
do I talk about the Rams?
Meat talk.
It's meat talk indeed. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. I just go to Deerberg's and buy my meat. I don't raise them or slaughter them or anything like that. But have any of you guys noticed on your trips, like to Jamaica or anywhere in Mexico, how awful their beef is?
Yes. Yeah.
Steer away from that.
And so the only thing that I know is it's what they eat.
is what makes the difference. Because I also had a friend of mine in college that was from Japan, and he ranted and raved about the Kobe beef. And apparently the Kobe beef, those cows, they live the life. I mean, they literally get massages and the best grain and whatever. You know, they live the life, and then, you know, it's off to the slaughterhouse like the rest of them.
Well, they get to enjoy their time a lot better than the cattle.
Yeah. But if you look at, like I said, Mexico and, like, Jamaica and all that, it's what they eat that makes the difference. And the vegetation that they have around there, they, you know, they don't get any grain or anything like that. They're eating
just whatever grass is out there.
Yeah, and so that's why their meat's no good down there.
All right.
Actually, southern Florida, too, is the same way. You have to get meat from the northeastern regions in order to get decent meat. Because down in Florida, same thing. Tropical areas, the cows don't get to eat as much grain as what they get to eat up north.
Right. All right, we got to run. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
All right, you too.
All right, see you later.
The chicken, though, seems to be the best on our trips. You know, Jamaica as well, in Mexico and Dominican.
Well, they do the jerk chicken in Jamaica. Right. That's that seasoning. Man, that's awesome.
All right. I believe that concludes Beef Talk today. Thank all of our participants.
And chicken talk now.
No, and we'll see. We got a little more time.
All right, we got a break. We will come back a little bit. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Beef talk. I learned about beef, chicken, tilapia. You guys are a wealth of information today.
Sure.
What brought all this on?
Beef jerky? Then do you know
Tina about asked about Tina's anus fault. Beef.
Or as Martin calls it, tilapia. I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Tilapia. That's right. Oh, yeah. Did this get started because of you, Tina?
Yeah,
Tina
started it.
Wow, I must have missed that part.
Pay attention,
about,
Tim.
She asked about anus beef and
Angus.
That's twice he's tried that joke.
Uranus beef.
Uranus beef, that's right. All right, we have an accident on the entrance ramp from southbound 170 at Ladue, so you're slow from Del Mar. It also sounded like we had an accident on westbound 255 on the Missouri side of the JB Bridge. You're still running slow on westbound 70 Cape Springs through TR Hughes. Vehicle fire, two right lanes blocked, westbound 70 after Highway A. And then and traffic is backed up to Bryan Road. And then eastbound 270 is slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Advil PM. Make the switch to Advil PM. Take action. Take Advil PM. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All About Business airs this Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join host Elliot Gallion each week as he brings you the latest business news and in-depth interviews. All About Business, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Buster's huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse. And the prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Buster's right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less with the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and affiliates.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank. The Curious Bank, member FDIC.
Thank you.
at 4 o'clock. Big 550 KTRS.
I guess speaking of Jamaica, we have our trip coming up in January. And we have a couple rooms left, right?
January 19th, that's right.
So it's going to be sold out soon.
You can call Julie at the travel company. You go to our Facebook page. It's still up on Facebook, right?
That's right. All the information's right there.
Facebook.com/AM in the PM. Or you can call Julie Wilson at the... Great Southern Travel, 314-432-6020. It's 432-6020.
And if you don't, that means you're stuck with me that week that they're gone.
Yeah,
nobody wants that.
You know it's going to be cold, and it's going to be nice. We're going back to Jamaica, Mom.
All right. On the Facebook page, all the information there. We've got just a couple minutes. I didn't get a chance to say this. Well, quickly, we mentioned it, I think, on Monday, and I don't know if you guys talked about it anymore, but I want to thank the Arndt family. Last weekend, we did the softball game over in Belleville, Illinois, and I don't know why I say Illinois as opposed to Belleville,
right.
Arkansas, but it's just a habit, sorry. But they're very nice, wonderful family, real nice folks, and they had a nice turnout, and the game was fun. I think we mentioned on Monday that Eon the Peon hit a home run, which was
a shock to me. That's for sure.
Yeah, but it was a really nice time, and it's just kind of a cool little I don't say like a homecoming deal, but it's a nice style.
I want to be adopted. I don't know if that's a. I know I'm 35 and older than any of their kids, but that family just.
And they all have. They all have. You know, they make up the whole softball team, and they have their uniforms on, and they've got Paul, Luke, whatever. They got their names on the back of them, and it's a great time, and it's a lot of fun, and I was lucky enough to make the final out of the game, which I was completely, totally scared that I was going to drop the last fly ball of the game.
Oh, yeah, hated you.
I would have given away the game, and by God, I hung in there and made the last out. So
we had some nice fellow media members play with us, a couple guys from 590 and 1380.
Uh-huh.
Bob Ramsey from 101 was there, and so, yeah, it was a good time.
Yep, yeah, met a lot of nice folks, and so there you go. Thanks again to the Arndt family. We'll look forward to hopefully doing that again next summer. All right, after 4 o'clock, Joe Hipperson will be here. Let you know what's going on around the St. Louis area this weekend. We'll look for that. I got a couple of things I'm going to talk to you about. I tried Skype for the first time yesterday. I'll have to talk to you about that.
I like Skype.
Cool. And so much more. It is 4 o'clock, everybody, at the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News.